As I announced 1 month ago, this will be my last weekend here at Christ the King. Your weekend confession and mass schedule will remain the same, so no worries. We'll have some priests filling in through the month of July, and Father Ben Sawyer will be arriving the first week of August. Our daily mass schedule has changed a little bit. We will have our Totus Tuus mass this coming week at 11:30 here in the church, and then the week after that I was supposed to be on vacation, but one of our lovely staff members scheduled me here for Mass, so I will be with you that week as well. But July, we will have no daily Mass due to that change-up, but you do have St. Joe and St. Francis each just a couple miles away. I did want to share a few words with you before I leave. You know, this last month, and actually the last 2 months, because I had to keep it a secret, couldn't even tell my parents or my best friends for about a month, have been overwhelming and emotionally just been filled with memories over the last 7 years. Probably the first one that pops into my head is hunting copper thieves down with Father Ben and almost getting arrested. I remember the first student who ran up and hugged me before school. I remember the confessions and our first communions, confirmations, marriages, and funerals. I remember the creation and eventual demise of the powered version of the parish picnic water slide. God rest its soul. I remember every time I was shocked and where I was when I received 220 volts. I remember when I fell through the ceiling of Father Ben's room on the day he was supposed to move in, trying to get his ceiling fan to quit shaking. We have worked together, sweated together, bled together, cried with you, shared your joys and your sorrows and your struggles. And I remember the day that Bishop Jakels came to me over at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, where I was an associate, and he sat me down in the front room, and I knew what he wanted, and he knew why he was there, so he didn't make any bones about it. He simply said, "Matt, I need you to go over and be the pastor of..." And I knew exactly what he was going to say before he said it, because a week before that in my prayer, God had already revealed it to me. It was in and on my heart. Christ the King. There are three things that I want to say to you before I go, and the first is that I am sorry. I'm sorry for my weaknesses and my sins, my impatience and my anger. If I've not taken the time to listen to you because I thought I had more important things to do, I am sorry. I'm sorry for any bad decisions that I made on behalf of the parish or any lack of stewardship on my part of your resources. I've always tried to call or to write you if I know that I've offended you. It's very important to me. I believe in healing those wounds, not just letting them go. But I know that there are probably many that I'm not even aware of. And I'm sorry, and I ask your forgiveness. Number two, I want to say thank you. I could not have chosen a better parish to be pastor of, especially as a first-time pastor. I remember Bishop Jakels visiting here early on and asking me how things were going, and I said, "It's wonderful. These people are so docile. I think they would walk off a cliff with me." You have gone where your shepherd has led, and that has been a great blessing to me as a pastor. You've followed me on some very ambitious ideas and a few crazy ones. You've trusted me and entrusted me with the care of your parish, your families, your marriages, and your children, and most importantly, your souls. And I want to thank you for your hard work, not just on our physical plant, which we receive compliments about every week, but on our school and its growth, the quality of education, and the quality of the Eucharistic celebration that we offer here at church. Your leadership in ministries, as council members, as participants in many various ministries in our parish. I want to thank you for your stewardship. Ultimately, brothers and sisters, your stewardship is what got me fired. For 2 years in a row, you had the highest percentage of return rate on your stewardship renewal in the diocese. Now, granted, we had to call two-thirds of you, but you did it. And I'm very proud of you for that. And I want to thank you for your participation in the stewardship way of life and encourage you to continue to live it. And I want to thank you, lastly, for your friendship. The dinners, the playtimes with your children, even when I got dressed up as a princess. For hanging out around the campfire. For taking care of me when I was ill or had surgery. For lifting me up when I was discouraged or despondent. And thirdly, I want to say that I love you. People have remarked to me, Father, it must be hard to leave Christ the King. And I tell them this, that I feel like I'm being told to turn my wife and children over to another man, and that I'm being asked to take on another man's wife and children as my own. And I certainly owe it to the people of Holy Spirit to give them the same love and the same effort that I have given you. However, you will always be my first love. Many people have expressed concern that the growth and stability that we've achieved over the last 7 or 8 years will be lost because we're changing pastors. I can tell you that the answer to that question solely rests on you. You have proven that you have the ability to flourish as a parish. You have supported Eucharistic adoration, the renewal of your school and its growth. And you have supported this parish financially, much improved from 7 years ago. You can do it, and I believe you will do it. And if I can ask you for one thing as I leave, I'd ask that you continue the work that we have begun together. Talk to each other. Talk to your council members, talk to your parish leadership, and don't be afraid to talk to your new pastor and to share with him your ideas and your desires and how you want to continue the efforts that we have begun. And don't wait to be asked or be told. Step up and coordinate with one another. And don't be afraid of new ideas, even if it's something other than ham, potatoes, and green beans at a funeral dinner. Your new pastor, Father Ben Sawyer, is a very good priest. I lived with him for 3 years here at Christ the King when he was the chaplain at Bishop Carroll. I went to seminary with him for several years out at Mount St. Mary's Seminary. In fact, I was so impressed with him as a deacon that I asked him to handle all the arrangements for my first Mass. He is intelligent and patient and prayerful. And brothers and sisters, he does not wield a hammer like I do. But he will support you in your efforts to continue that work if you support him. He will bring you different gifts and leadership that I was not able to give you. Gifts that I was not able to give you. So I ask, maybe my second request to you is this. Please welcome him with the same openness and enthusiasm with which you welcomed me. Please be docile to him as your shepherd, as you were docile with me. And so I want to tell you that I am sorry, that I am thankful for you, and that I love you.